Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Chana Liba, Bas Necha Gittel. She should have bracha ba'atzlacha b'chol ma'ase yadeha. And we are going to be learning from the Torah, Reina B'Rabbeinu, Rosh Yeshiva, Maran HaRav Hutner Zatzal, Daber na be'ozne ha'am. Moshe Rabbeinu tells, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu to speak in the ears of the people, that they should ask from the Mitzrim, Klekesim, Klezav, Nazlashim, Bakosha, so that Avram Avinu shouldn't say, Chazal tell us, that Hashem was Mekayim Ba'avadum Vinu Osam, that the Inui we got, the suffering we got, but the Bachreichen Yetzir Bruchush Gadol we didn't get. So, the issue here is not just fulfilling the promise, the issue here is Avram Avinu saying, hey, that tzaddik shouldn't say, how come he didn't fulfill the promise? So why is that? Why is it more important that Avraham Avinu will have a taina than just fulfillment of the promise? Please ask the Jews, Dabir now, please ask them to get the clay kesef, the clay zel from the mitzvah so I can fulfill my promise. That doesn't seem to be Hashem's issue here. What Hashem is concerned with is that, lo yoyim ha'oseh tzaddik, why is that? So the mahalach is as follows, Shabbos daf lamed omid beis, Rabbi Gamliel darshan, that in the future, a woman is going to give birth every day. Asida Isha Shetele B'chol Yoyim. A woman is going to give birth every single day. And there was a certain Talmud who found that funny. In other words, he didn't believe it. He was Malagli. He was Mizalzil. That idea that a woman is going to give birth every day. Come on, give me a break. You really believe that? That was the Talmud's attitude. So, Nofak, he says, let me show you a dugma in this world. Nofak achvilei tarnagol. He showed him a rooster who was giving birth every day, laying eggs. Other inyanim like that, we see here that the amun of achvis hayamim is already in the present. In the present, you can already see a spark of the future. So it's like a Talmud who learned by a Rebbe, was Mishamishim for many years. So whatever his Rebbe does, he can see the Rebbe's Chochmah and his movements. Other people wouldn't be able to discern it, but he's very, very sensitive to his Rebbe, to his Rebbe's thought process. So even in his movements, he can see it. So the Amun of Achvis Hayomim is Nishmata Nishimata Shel Knesset Yisrael. That's our breath, that's our soul. So, Memela, we can see the Ikvois of Achvis Hayomim. We can see traces of the future, even in the present. It's like a Talmud can see traces of his Rebbe's Chochmah and his movements. So with this perspective, we have to understand the parish of Bizas Mitzrayim. The Chachamim teach us that the Jews made Mitzrayim kimitzula she'im badogim. In other words, not just that we became rich, but we emptied them out of their koach hamamon. And this is the amun of achvis hayamim. Rashi and Shema Yisrael, Hashem Shalokeinu Atav, Lo Shalom Usuasa Liyos Hashem Echad. In the future, God is going to be everybody's God. In other words, all the kochos of Umas HaOlam are going to be emptied out into the Otzer Kedushat Shal Knesset Yisrael. Hashem Shu Elokeinu Atav, Lo Shalom Usuasa Liyos Hashem Echad. In other words, in the future, all of their kochos, Rashi doesn't necessarily have to be understood that way. Pashas Rashi is saying that right now he's our God and the future he's going to be everybody's God. What Rashi could also mean is that all the kochos of Umas HaOlam are going to empty out into our Oitzer. In other words, right now, the Umas HaOlam are not with us. They don't believe in Hashem Echad. And in the future they will. So we're going to get from there. Right now he's our God. He's our personal God. And in the future the Umas are going to be mitzdaif. They're going to give us from their kochos. Their kochos are going to be emptied out into the Otzer of Knesset Yisrael. And the dugma in this world is the emptying out of Mitzrayim. That's what we'd like to understand. The taina of that tzaddik is that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't mekayim the yetziya beruchush gadol, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't fulfill his promise of taking us out beruchush gadol, then we would lack the dugma in this world of the kochos of the umas ha'olam being emptied out into the storehouse of Klal Yisrael in the future. That's why we need this ruchush gadol, to show that in the future the kochos of the umas ha'olam are going to be given to us, and therefore we leave with this great bounty that the Egyptians gave us. So that's what we'd like to understand over here. Ata echad v'shimcha echad umi ka'amcha Yisrael goy echad ba'aretz. You are one, your name is one, and who is like you among the nations? Who is like Am Yisrael? Who's goy echad ba'aretz? Who is like you among the nations? That's one. You are one nation. Who is like Am Yisrael? Who's goy echad ba'aretz? Who's one nation on the earth? So, normally we say, "Ata echad." You're one, and your name is one. So that's a hanacha pshuta, that you're one and your name is one. But the Am Yisrael, it says, who is like Am Yisrael? That's goy echad ba'aretz. It's like a tmiya. Who is not like Am Yisrael? Mi ka'amcha Yisrael goy echad ba'aretz. It's not a statement of fact. It's a wonder. Who is like Am Yisrael? Oh, nobody. Like a rhetorical question. So why is that? So we'd like to explain. The Maharal in the Sefer HaNesivos, Nesiva Avod in the 7th Perek, brings the Gemara in Pesachim, when it comes to the saying, Baruch Shem Kvod Machus Eloi Lavoid, when we say Shema, the rabbi said, what are we going to do? Say it? Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say it. Don't say it? Yaakov Avinu said it. Chazal tells Yaakov Avinu said, Gemara tells us the Yaakov Avinu's children said Shema, and he said Baruch Shem Kvod Machus Eloi Lavoid before he died. So what are we going to do? Can't say it because Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say it. We cannot say it. Yaakov Avinu did say it. So what are we going to do? So the rabbi said, all right, say it quietly. And then Rav Yitzchak afterwards brings a mashal. So the Maharal in the Sefer Nesiva Avoida, Nesiva Sefer Nesiva Seilu, Nesiva Avoida, in the 7th Perek, says, Kizeshi Yaakov Omar Baruch Shem Kvod Machusu Leilam Vodu Od Yoser Mima Shom Vashvot Mishma Yisrael. Yaakov's Baruch Shem is more than the Shvatim Shema. Baruch Hazos the Baruch Shem Kvod Machusu Leilam Vod Enu Roya Raku Mishu Enu Gashmi. Roya Baruch Hazos Lel Yonam Shem Belo Gufeim Nivdolim. Liakov Shechel Men Ovis HaKadoshim Uprat Liakov Shu Kadosh Kmo Shemanu Zeb Mokom Acher Yichsiv Ekdishu Es Kadosh Yaakov Kach Mokom Kadosh Kmo Beis HaMikdash Anam Ken Gam Ken Baruch Shem Kvod Machusoy V'lakach Yaakov Shea Kodesh Roya Loloma Baruch Shem Kvod Machusoy Kashir Shama Min Bonav Shema Yisrael. Is that the Yaakov says Baruch Shem Kvod Machusoy Lolam Bar Bas the name of God's glorious kingdom for all of eternity is even more than the Shvatim Shema Yisrael. This Baruch of Baruch Shem is only roi for someone who's not gashmi. This roi is bracha is roi for those who are min el yonim, without a body. Yaakov Avinu was kadosh, kadosh Yaakov, kadoshenu kadosh, kel Avinu, makenu adirenu, borenu, golenu, tenu, kadoshenu, kadosh Yaakov. Yaakov was very holy. V'kedisha was kadosh Yaakov. It's okay, so yaritza. So Yaakov, kedusha relates to Yaakov. And therefore, in a makam kadosh, like the Beis HaMikdash, we say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusoy, because that's very high and very holy. And therefore, Yaakov was a kadosh. Roy l'shiyomar loymar baruch shem kvod machuso kasher shamam in banam shema Yisrael. And not that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say it, because everybody, every Jew can say Shema Yisrael, but not every Jew can say baruch shem kvod machuso. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say it. The Gemara says we can't say it. Yaakov Avinu not say it. Yaakov Avinu said. That's because we said Yaakov's right to say this because he's kadosh. If you're kadosh, you say baruch shem. When you say when you hear machus shemaim in Shema Yisrael, you say baruch shem. And that he said, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso, is Malchus Shemayim B'Shlemus. And we have to be Mekabel Malchus Shemayim, like Yaakov Vino was Mekabel Malchus Shemayim B'Shlemus, and therefore they said to say it B'Chashayim. And the neshama's kedushin of Dallas can say Baruch Shenkul Machusa. Therefore, they are attacking to say b'chashai, just like the neshama, which is kadosh, is sitting in primus. What's this idea of saying it quietly? What's this pshara? Not say it. Yaakov said it. Say it. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say it. What's the sinyan of saying it quietly? No, because it's right to a person who has kedusha, neshama nevdelis. That's hidden, and therefore you say Baruch Shem, and therefore they are attacking to say b'chashai. It's like the Nisham, which is holy, is sitting beseser. If we say Baruch Shem Kavod Machusay, it's a gnai, because a person who's not kadosh shouldn't say it, and it's not fitting for him to say Baruch Shem. You have to be kadosh legamre. But mitzad the Nisham, he should say it. And it's shleimus of Kabbalah's Machus Shemayim. Problem is the goof. Since Baruch Shem is for the neshama, you say it quietly. And therefore, afterwards, the Gemara brings a mashal. What's the mashal? The mashal is a daughter of a king smelled the fragrance of the dried spices stuck to the bottom of the pot and craved teeth. And what does she do? If she tells the servants to give it, she'll be disgraced. The dried spices are a contemptible food. She doesn't say she wants to eat, she can endure suffering. Her servants began to bring them to her surreptitiously. So therefore, that's what we do. We say it surreptitiously. We say it quietly. Mashal of Bas Melech. Who's the Bas Melech? That's the Neshama. And the Neshama craves the spices. And therefore, if she says, give it to her, if she says it out loud, it's a disgrace. Because Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say it, so we can't say it. You can't say it out loud. But you do it quietly. Because that's what the Neshama wants. The Neshama wants to say Baruch Shem. So, Lashem Moreinu V'Rabbeinu Zatzal, Hadvarim Alalu Shal HaMe'aral Marishim B'chidusham Et Levavo V'Da'ato Shal HaMaskil B'Lchot Deot HaOved Et Elokav B'Avuda Shebalev Al Pi HaDeot Alalu. These words of the Ma'aral are just an incredible knakadik chidush. And the Das of somebody who's wise in Hilchas Levavos, who serves God, V'avoyde shebelev al pi adeos halalu is mamish, mind blowing chiddush, because what the Maharal is saying is against everything we know from our teachers. The Maharal is saying that Baruch Shem Kavod Machuso is greater than Shema Yisrael. So Shema Yisrael, we all have to be mekabel machus shemaim. So that was said by Moshe. We can say it. But Baruch Shem is much greater, and that's only right to the neshama. So then Nefesh Chaim talks about this in Shaar Gimel. So what's the pshat that Baruch Shem is greater than Shema? The Mefarshim learned that the Baruch Shem is said quietly because it's lower than Shema. And the Maharal said it's said quietly because it's higher than Shema. Chazal tell us that Shema is Yichud De'ilah and Baruch Shem is Yichud De'tata, like in the Nefesh HaChaim and other places. And the Maharal is Marish, and he says, no. Baruch Shem is, what's Yichud Eilah? The higher Yichud. And Maral says it's the law, it's that Baruch Shem is higher, not Shema. Wow. So first of all, it's a huge chiddush, and second of all, it's against what we know from our Chachamim. So we'd like to explain the Maral to show not only is it not a stira, but mashlim erechad et hasheni. The beginning of the sheet of the Maral is rooted in the Shinu Din of Ona Machar Eskar B'Veis HaMikdash Mubun B'Veis HaMikdash. We answer Baruch Shem Kavod Machus Olam Vad Mashenken B'Gvulin. We do not answer Baruch Shem Kavod Machus Olam. But the opinion of the Maharal is that change is built on two yisodos. Number one, Baruch Shem Kavod Machus Olam Vad depends on where you're saying it, Mischalef Ufiyam Akoymus. And number two, Baruch Shem Kavod Machus Olam Vad is only possible according to one perish of these perishim. So we're going to like to explain these two yisodos one by one. First thing is, Shem Havaya, Ksivaso, is different than Kriyaso. Ksivaso is Yudke Vavke, and Kriyaso is Adnus. So by us, Shem Adnus is Shnei Efanim, the Shem Adnus Mamish, that it's written in red the same way, and then there's Shem Adnus, Betoras Kinui, the Shem Havaya. Then Rakriyaso he Adnus, Viksivaso he Havaya. The Kriya is a Kriya of Adnus, and the Ksiva is a Ksiva of Havaya. That's by us. but where kriya is permitted to be like the ksiva, so there you only have one type of shame, adnas, only shame adnas mamish, and not shame adnas b'taras kinui. Our adnas is often b'taras kinui, but if you're allowed to pronounce shame havaya as it's written, so then you only have one shame adnas, not two. If one shame adnas, it's written as it's read. But the other one, that it's not written as it's read, that kinui is not said in that place where you say shame havaya as it's written. So it emerges that the words shame kavod malchuso have two perushim. By us, kodolim hem gam, when we say shame kavod malchuso, it includes adnus b'teras kinui, because even kinui adnus is shame kavod malchuso, is the name of his glorious kingdom. Hashem came b'mekoymus, that kriya of the shame havayis k'ksivaso, there shame kavod malchuso is only explained b'muvan shel ha'etzem, not b'teras kinui. So that's what we mean. Shem kvod machuso is mischalef ufi hamakoymus. That outside the Beis HaMikdash, the shame is also referring to shame adnus as a kinui. But inside the Beis HaMikdash, when we say shame, it's only referring to the etzem hashem. Not adnus b'tor kinui, but etzem hashem havaya k'ksivasa. So it's shame ha'etzem, and not a kinui for the shame hamafurish. It's the shame etzem of Hashem, shame havaya, havaya k'ksivaso, yud kei vav kei, as it's written. So there, in the Beis HaMikdash, shame kvod malchuso, the name of his glorious kingdom, that name is shame havaya k'ksivaso. So now we're going to explain the second yisod, and that is that answering Baruch Shem is only possible according to one of these two perushim, meaning only in the Beis HaMikdash. The Sugim Sachem says, v'yashem l'melech ha'kol eretz b'yom yashem echad u'shmo echad. So is today his name not Echad? Today his name is also Echad. No, today it's read Havaya and it's written Havaya and it's read Adnus. Lasid Lavo, it's going to be written Havaya and read Havaya. It emerges that just like we said earlier that the union of the tables of Shein Kvod Malchuso is Mischalef Lufi HaMakoymos, and so Behetem Lazeh also the Kavanas of tables LaOlam Vod is also Mischalef Lufi HaInyan. The Bayas, the Teva Shem Kvod Malchuso, include also the Shem Adnus B'Taras Kinui, so the Olam Vod is only in this world, forever in this world. Only in this world it's going to be a Kinui La'adnus, then his name, the name is going to be glorious, but only in this world, Yom HaZeh. But where, in those places where you say Shem Havaya K'ksivaso, you read out the name of Hashem as it's written, there the name, the words La'olam Vod mean Mamish forever, for eternity. So the Lo'olam Vod inside the Beis HaMikdash is going to be much longer. It's going to be forever. Now the obligation to answer after Askaras Hashem comes from the pasuk of Kishem Hashem Ekra. Havu goyde le'elokeinu. That's how I got to this shtickle. We learned it also already in the past, but I was learning Parshas Hazinu with a little bit of the Gur Aryeh. I'm sorry to have a chavrus in the Gur Aryeh of the Maral. So, and the footnote there, he talks about this and references this Maimur Moran of Rabbeinu Zitzal. So the obligation to answer after Askaras Hashem, to say Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Olam Ved, is from the pasuk Kishem Hashem Ekra, Havu Godel Elokeinu. That when I call out the name of Hashem, in other words, when we say Shem Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash, Havu Godel, we give Hashem greatness. What's giving him greatness? We say Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Olam Ved. In other words, there's an obligation to give greatness when we hear Shem Hashem. And the giving of greatness is giving the bracha, as we see in the Gemara, Baruch Shein Kvod Machus Olaylam Vod. Zecher Tzadik Lebracha. When I mention the Tzadik Olamim, when I mention the Tzadik of all the generations forever, so you have to give bracha. Bracha is Hispashtus Hagadula. Bracha is the expansion of the greatness. And here we come to the source of the Makor of Shinim Mekoymais, B'aniyas Baruch Shein Kvod Machus Olaylam Vod. Only in the Mikdash, where there you can read out the Shema Mefurish, and there the Lo'olam Vod includes the Yoy Mahu. There the Lo'olam Vod includes the Yoy Mahu. There you Yotzei Dei Chobos Nesinas Goydel by Baruch Shein Kavod Machus Olam Vod, because Brachas is Pashtus, and it's expansion. And the Mikdash, there's no limit to the expansion of the Olam Vod. Mashen came begvulin. Yevshur latzeis ba'amiris baruch shein kvod machus al Olam Vod. When you give, you're not yotzei baruch shein kvod machus al Olam Vod mishum nesinas bracha. Why? Because the Olam Vod is limited. There's a chisaron and the shlemus of the bracha. And therefore begvulin, you don't say baruch shein kvod machus al Olam Vod. Only in the Mikdash you say baruch shein kvod machus al Olam Vod. Because in the Mikdash is an expansion. It's complete expansion, because there the Shem is talking about Shem Havaya, which is going to be for, really going to be blessed forever. Whereas outside the Beis HaMikdash B'Gvulin, when we talk about the Shem, we say the Shem, we say Baruch Shem Kvod Machus Al Olam Vod, we're talking about Shem Adnas B'Kinui. And that Shem is only limited to this world, not to, that doesn't go to the next world. In the next world, there's going to be no Adnas as a Kinui. Shem Hashem is going to be said as written. In Memela, it's a limited bracha, it's not a proper bracha. So when Chazal tell us, that when you hear Shem Hashem, you have to give a bracha, Shem Hashem Ekor Avu Godel, you have to give him Godel, Hispash, this bracha, expansion, it's only going to be in the Beis HaMikdash, where it's really expanded for Lailam Vod. So from Aniyatz, Baruch Shem Kavod Machusa, Lailam Vod, in the Mikdash, we go to Amiris Baruch Shem Kavod Machus Al Olam Vod of Kriya Shema. According to the Maharal, these two inyanim are intertwined. And in order to clarify this great depth, we have to be makdim the sheet of the Gra. Whenever you read Shem Havaya B'Kriyas Adnus, the Kavana has to be Kefi HaKriya. In other words, Adon HaKol. Besides, when you say Shem is Havaya, the Pasuk of Shema Yisrael, there you have to think Kefi HaKsiva. In other words, Hayahoyve V'yeya, Shemuchuya V'mitzias. So what this means is that the Gemara Pesachim tells us, V'hayu b'yamu yi Hashem echad v'shmo echad, what today Hashem's name is in one? No, Olam Haz not like Olam Haba. In Olam Haba, in Olam Haz it's written Yudke Vavke, and it's read Adnus, Aleph Dalet. In Olam Haba, it's all one. It's written Yudke Vavke, and it's read Yudke Vavke. What comes out from Klalios HaSugya is that the Olam of Hashem Adnus, B'teres Kinui, Taluihu b'kfeilut ha-kavim, shel anagat tov u'meitiv anagat zayin emes. That the Olam of Shem Adnus B'Torah Kinui is telling in the two lines of Hanhagas Tovu Meitiv and Hanhagas Dayin Emes. Because they are both Shayach to the Yoyim Hazeh. In this world we have Dayin Emes and we have Tovu Meitiv. There Hashem's name is going to be one Lassid Lavo, because it's all going to be Tovu Meitiv. But here you have two Kavim. And you have two main ways of pronouncing Shem Hashem, how it's written and how it's read. So in this world, we have two. We have an Hagas Tova Meitiv and Hagas Dayin Emes. So we have two ways of reading Shem Hashem. In the next world, it's all going to be a Tova Meitiv. So it's going to be one way of saying and reading Shem Hashem. And that's why. And Olam Haba's name is going to be one, and Olam Haz's name is in one. That's what it says there in the Gemara, that Olam Haz is not like Olam Haba. In Olam Haz, you say Baruch HaTov HaMeitiv on good tidings, on bad tidings, Dayin Emes, Olam Haba Tola Tov HaMeitiv. And then what does it mean, Mishmo Echa, today his name is in one. And the Gemara says, no, Olam Haz is not like Olam Haba. In Olam Haba, it's all one. In Olam Haz, not Olam Haba, it's all one. It's written the way it's read, and Olam Hazeh, the two different Mahalchim, is how it's written and how it's read. So that's the difference between Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. And this is the makor of Shitas HaGra, that even though normally Kavanas Hashem goes after the Kriya, nevertheless in Shema Yisrael, it's Lefi HaKsiva, because it's true that Mitzad Kavanas Perish HaMilos, it's Kefi HaKriya Adnus, nevertheless, the Perish Inyan is Mechayev Kavanas HaKsiva, because we're talking about Shevach Achdus. And Achdus has to be Lefi Shem Havaya, that it's your Kavana is as it's written. And therefore, your Kavana has to be Hayah V'Yiya and not Adnus. So that's all Benogea L'Shitas HaGra. Me'achshav anachem mamshichim et biyul b'biyul shitato shel ha-ma'aral v'amirat baruch shem kvod malchus of kriya shema. We see that Ein Shleimus Kabbalah Tzol Malchus Shemayim Miskayemes, unless you're... It's not enough to have praise Hashem that He's one. You need to be mitzaref nisinas goydel. You need to put together with that, giving Him greatness. Nisinas habracha of Baruch Shem Kvod Machus Alolam Vat Kvidarko Shel HaMaral. The reason is that the Shevach HaAchdus has Panim Domim Laskaris Hashem BaMikdash. As we already explained, that the Anias Baruch Shem Kvod Machus Alolam Vat, that requires in the Mikdash to answer Baruch Shem Kvod Machus Alolam Vat, because there the Ksiv of Shem Havaya is read out, and therefore we say, ah, oh, Baruch Shem Kvod Machus, this is going to be for eternity, that there's going to be this Achdus of Shem Hashem. So since the Shevach HaAchdus is Mechayev this, Mitzad Etzem Inyano is Kavanas HaKsiva, right, that's the true Achdus, that the Kavan, the Ksiva and the Kriya are the same. It emerges then that as far as the Kavan is concerned, the praise of Achdus is similar to Askaris Hashem BaMikdash, just like Askaris came in the Mikdash, draws after it the Shevach of Baruch Shem Kvod Machus Alolam Vaed. We say Shem Havaya in the Mikdash. So that means we have to bless afterwards, and His name should be blessed, His glorious King should be blessed forever, the name of His glorious King should be blessed forever, and it's mamish forever, because that's Shem Havaya, proper Shem Hashem. So too, the Shleimus, that's in the Mikdash. The Shleimus of Shevach HaAchdus B'chol Makom is fulfilled with Nesinas Godel, which is the bracha of Baruch Shem Kvod Machus Alolam Vod. So when we're praising Hashem's Achdus, it has to come with Baruch Shem Kvod Machus Alolam Vod, just like it does in the Mikdash. And the Nikuda Pnimis is that the Shevach HaAchdus B'chol Makom is Domel Askaris Hashem BaMikdash. Right, Askaris Hashem BaMikdash is Achdus Hashem, because we're saying that the reading and the writing of Shem Hashem is one, and that's Achdus Hashem, and that's all HaTov HaMeitiv, and that's like Lasid Lavodik. So when, in general, we're praising Achdus, that's also similar to that Askaris Hashem BaMikdash. So in praising Hashem's Achdus, it also requires a Baruch Shem Kvod Machus Alolam Vod, because that's a Shevach of Achdus Hashem. But that's only Mibchinas HaMachshava, because even though the Shevach HaAchdus is Machayev Kavanas HaKsiva Shel Shem Havaya, so even though when you praise Hashem's Achdus, your Kavanah is like the Gra says, like Kavanas HaKsiva of Yudke Vavke, that's what your Kavanah when you're saying, when you're praising Hashem's Achdus in Shema, so you have Kavanas HaKsiva that the Kavana should be as it's written. So you have this Achdus of Shem Hashem. There's only one name, proper name. Nevertheless, that's a Chov of Kavana. But Bepeh, we still say Adnus and Shema. So it emerges that it's true that as far as the Machshava is, it's similar to the Mikdash that we say Baruch Shem Kvod Machuso. But in Pchinavas HaMira, it's not. And you don't say Baruch Shem Kvod Machuso. So that's why we say it B'chashai. Because Chashai is a Mamutza Ben Machshava LaDibur. Because, on one hand, you want to have the, as far as Machshava is concerned, it's like the Mikdash, that it gets a Baruch Shem Kvod Machus Alolam Vod. In the world of Machshava, it receives a Baruch Shem Kvod Machus Alolam Vod. But in the world of Dibur, it doesn't. Why? Because your Kavana is for Shem Havaya. But what you're saying is Shem Adnus. So there's no Amir of Shem Hashem, but there's a proper Kavan of Shem Hashem. There's no Amir of Shem Hashem Ba'achdus, because you're saying Adnus, but there's a Kavan of Shem Hashem Ba'achdus, and therefore you're saying Havaya. You're thinking Havaya. When you're saying Adnus, you're thinking Havaya, as it's written. So in your world of Kavan, in the world of Machshava, there's an Achdus between, there's an Achdus of Shem Hashem. And the world of Amira there isn't, so therefore you say it quietly. When we say Shema, we're praising Hashem's Achdus. So that's the middle ground between Amira and Machshava. Mitzad Machshava there is, and Mitzad Amira there isn't. Mitzad Machshava there should be a Baruch Shem Kvod Machus Alolam Vod, because you're really praising Hashem's oneness, and it's going to expand forever. And Mitzad Amira not, because you're saying Shem Adnus. And here we get to the makor of the Chiddush B'Darko Shel HaMaharal. According to the famous way that we have in Svarim, not saying it B'Kol Ram of Baruch Shem is because Baruch Shem is lower than Shema Yisrael. If B'Darko Shel HaMaharal, it's Lahefech. You're not saying it B'Kol Ram because it's higher. It's Neshamadik. So now we understand. It's really one and the same, the Maharal and those other Shittas. They're two sides of the same coin. Mashal to chachamim and simple people who are in one party, somebody comes in and he says something that has a double entrended, a dual meaning. Mashmaut kfula. One very, very exalted and one very pashut. V'nimtza adam zeh, everybody's upset at him. The chachamim understand the higher level. And they say, how do you say something so high in front of hedyots, in front of simple people? And the hedyots understand the simple meaning. And they say, how can you say something so pashut in front of the chachamim? When he says it belachash, the chachamim think the lachash is because he doesn't want to be megala something so chashuv to the diotim. And the diotim say he's saying it belachash because of a busha to say something so pashut in front of the chachamim. So it's not a stira, because it's both. You're not saying it so loud because of the niskaviyut, because it's so sublime, and you're not saying it so loud because of the pchisos, because it's so low, like the chacham and the diotim perceive. And that's exactly what Baruch Shem Kavod Machuso is, like this mashal. Kabbalas Shivchei Achdus Tishma Yisrael Mashkine B'Machshava Et Ha'arat HaKtiv Shel Shem Avoya. The Shevach of Achdus of Shema Yisrael puts in one's thought the writing of Shem Havaya. And therefore, Shem Kavod Machuso Lolam Vod is talking about God's real name, Shem Havaya. But in the world of Peh, you're saying Adnas. You're saying Shema Yisrael like all the other Shem Hashem and Shema Yisrael is like all other Shemas. Bikinri Adnas. And therefore, the Machshava cannot express the Shem Baruch Shem Kvod Machusa Lolan Vod Bekol Ram, because the Kol goes into the mouth. And according to the Perish HaMachshava of Baruch Shem Kvod Machusa Lolan Vod, this is much higher than the Madrega of the mouth. So you don't want to say something so elevated, so sublime, so valuable, in a place that's not prepared, the mouth. Because the mouth is still in the world of Shem Adnas as a kinui, of saying Adnas and not Shem Havaya. So therefore what the thought does is it whispers it. It whispers the Baruch Shem Kavod Machuso Lolan Vod. So that's one side of the Matbea of Lachash. That it's so high, it's so elevated, that the Machshava says to the Kol, you can't say it out loud. The Machshava sort of whispers it. But the Kol can't say it properly because the Kol is not on the level to appreciate the niskaviyut of the shame. Mitzad sheni shel hamatbea, it's hafuch. Ufi madregas hapeh begvulin, muvano shel brosh o shel shen kvod machusa hu, gam al shem ha'adnas b'toras kinu. And therefore the bracha is limited. It's only in this world. So this is a big busha. So we're going to say Baruch Shem, but we're going to say it quietly because of the busha. So you see that the Baruch Shem is really both. Baruch Shem is so high and so elevated because it's relating to one aspect of the Shema, the Machshava aspect of the Shema, that you have Kavanah for Shem Havaya, and that's higher than anything of this world. And that's going to be eternal, and therefore the Baruch Shem is too big, too high, too holy, too elevated to say with your mouth. Therefore you say it quietly. It's a cheni. When it comes to the world of the Peh is saying Adnas. And therefore since the Peh says Adnas, the Baruch Shem is a Yerida. It's a Busha. It's only going to be in this world, this praise of the Shem, because you're saying Adnas, which is only in this world. And therefore it only, you whisper it, because the Kol is embarrassed to say it. So it turns out that the sheets of the Maharal and the accepted sheet are really saying the same thing. They're just two sides of one coin. Maharal says that the Baruch Shem is higher. He's referring to the Baruch Shem as it relates to Shem Havaya in the world of, in our world of Machshava, and like we had it in the Mikdash, where there's Achdus Hashem, Pritchu Achdus Hashem, And that Baruch Shem Kvod Machus is going to be forever and ever. And then there's the Baruch Shem that relates to the Shem as we say it, which is a lower level. It's a busha to say the Baruch Shem because it only relates to this world. And therefore it's whispered on both sides. So, Advarim Hayu Me'irim Kesapirin, Mamish. And we're not finished. But this is so much to swallow, so I hope that you'll remain with me for the next year, and we'll see continuing the flows, Mitaras Hashem. Advarim Ha'elu Hayim Mamish. Not $1 million, not $100 million. $100 million for this Torah. Not even a lot more than that. You have to put it, give it some financial. Give it a price. So give it $100 million. All right, so please stay tuned for the Hemshech. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.